This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. World Cup soccer, second day today. France versus Australia, Argentina, Iceland, Peru, Denmark, Croatia, Nigeria, USA versus nobody. The Americans didn't qualify for this World Cup. Kind of conjures the ghost of a World Cup 20 years ago. You may know soccer commentator Roger Bennett from Men in Blazers on NBC. He's got a new podcast produced by public station WNYC about the U.S. team in 1998. The podcast is called American Fiasco. Roger, glad to finally connect.
David, it is an honor to be with you.
We'll get to the famous 1998 problem in just a second, but let's go 4 years earlier. 1994, the U.S. hosts the World Cup in this country, and it works out well, doesn't it?
Before the World Cup, it was almost impossible to make a professional living as a soccer player in the country. There was no domestic league. Very few European teams trusted American talent. The World Cup changed everything, changed lives. They were suddenly on cereal boxes. Hollywood agents were swooping around. An NFL team tried to pluck the goalkeeper and make him a kicker. Suddenly, you could make a professional career and then some.
Sport notices, athletes notice, advertisers, networks notice. So 4 years from then, the next World Cup, the U.S. is really going to rock. So what? The engines of commerce really start turning at that point.
Absolutely. Not just for the soccer players, but the whole soccer industry. You could suddenly make a job as a journalist, as a coach, in the back office. There were hundreds and hundreds of people entering this new industry, American soccer. Your players were like, in 1994, we showed the world we could belong. What are we going to do in the next World Cup? They charged into the 1998 World Cup, in which they were drawn to play Iran. And instead of collective play, which had got them through 1994, the economic self-interest just destroyed that team. They came dead last, scored one goal, humiliated themselves with the nation, with the world watching. And their narrative was more, it was still American, David, but it was more kind of like Scarface meets Apocalypse Now.
Now, look, in professional sports, in all sports, you win some and you lose some. But you regard what happened in 1998 to the U.S. team as, at some level, self-inflicted?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were undone by success, by self-interest. They failed to continue to evolve. They kept feeling there was an entitlement amongst the team about the old veterans that would play. They didn't replace them. They burnt the sport down and had to wait for the women a year later in 1999 when they won the World Cup to redeem the sport in the eyes of the American audience.
Yeah, because the women do win the next year. This time around, we got another World Cup here. The U.S. men's team did not qualify, did it?
History repeats itself. The U.S. with a mix of some of the same work culture issues, the same kind of American attitude of not knowing what you don't know.
Sports writer Roger Bennett is host of a podcast about the 1994 U.S. soccer disaster called American Fiasco. Roger, thank you for this.
Oh, David, thank you for having me on. And I still believe America are going to win the 2018 World Cup. Believe.